Nearly two-thirds of teachers and parents surveyed by Ketchikan's school district said additional federal aid should be spent on helping students make up ground they lost over the past year by disruptions brought on by the pandemic. And they may be in luck. A $1.9 trillion federal relief package would allocate roughly $130 billion to public schools. A fifth of that would be for extra instruction. What form that will take here in Ketchikan is still up in the air. Acting Superintendent Katie Parent declined to be interviewed before she briefs the school board later this week, but she told the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly earlier this month that the district is drafting plans for expanded summer offerings.
We're looking at potentially doing an expanded summer school for all grades the way that we did last summer. So there's definitely a lot of talk about things that we can do over the summer to help.
The results from a survey of around 270 parents and teachers were recently released. Two-thirds wanted more instruction to keep kids from falling behind. Other priorities include health and safety and technology for distance learning. It'll be up to Ketchikan's school board to assign priorities when it sets next year's budget. Ketchikan's school district has already received about $2.5 million in federal coronavirus assistance from two separate federal packages. The district reported to the State Education Department that most of the money went towards district salaries and pandemic-related supplies. But Ketchikan's schools still face longer-term budget challenges. Ketchikan Borough officials recently sounded the alarm about a looming shortfall in local education spending. That's because the district in recent years has been drawing on savings to fund local schools. The borough's tax-funded contributions to the account that funds schools haven't kept up with expenses. But next school year, the Local Education Fund, or LEF, may dip below the minimum balance allowed by law. Acting Superintendent Katie Parent told the assembly that she's keeping that deficit in mind as the district prepares next year's budget.
We also are very much aware of the situation with the LEF. And with our community's situation in terms of potentially suffering another very difficult economic year.
She told the assembly she anticipated putting forth a budget that was, quote, conservative, reasonable, and meets a variety of needs. The school district says it plans to hold two public hearings and adopt its annual budget by the end of April. But first, school board members are set to discuss funding priorities at a teleconference meeting at 6 p.m. Wednesday. The full agenda is available online, and the meeting is broadcast on local cable channels and live-streamed on the borough's website. Members of the public who would like to address the board can do so by contacting the school board by 1 p.m. Wednesday. Written comments can be submitted by email or call 247-2142. We've got more information at krbd.org. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.